I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 31. Psalm 31, Truths for Troubled Times. Somebody once wrote, how to be safe this year. Avoid riding in automobiles because they are responsible for 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay home because 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Avoid walking on streets or sidewalks because 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Avoid traveling by air, rail, or water because 16% of all accidents involve these forms of transportation. By the way, you'll be pleased to learn that only 1/1,000th of all deaths occur in worship services in church. And these that do occur are usually related to previous physical disorders. Therefore, logic tells us that the safest place for you to be at any given point in time is at church. Isn't that wonderful to know? You've all arrived here, the safest place in the entire world. Did you know that Bible study is safe as well? The percentage of deaths during Bible study is even less. For safety's sake, therefore, if I might make a commercial, attend church and read your Bible. It could save your life physically and spiritually. How is that for a 30-second broadcast? Well, I think that all of us, including our Strength for Today listeners, would enjoy that. But I do want to share with you that troubled times will come, and we're not going to be exempt from that by receiving Christ as personal Savior, reading our Bibles, or prayer. Certainly it'll help because we'll have our compass fixed on the things of the Lord. But let's take a look at the 24 verses of Psalm chapter 31. We're going to see that this psalm is filled with expressions that speak of trials and troubles. Let's read. I'll read out loud and you follow with me, verses 1 through 24. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be Thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For Thou art my strength. Into Thine hand I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God, of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in Thy mercy, for Thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in Thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make Thy face to shine upon Thy servant. Save me for Thy mercy's sake, Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Do you see this struggle going back and forth in the words of David? David is going back and forth. His spirit rises and his spirit falls, like the waves of the ocean. First he speaks of gloom, and then he speaks of glory. First he speaks of prayer, and then praise is intermingled. In this psalm, Psalm chapter 31, we see David's faith sorely tested, probably like yours has been this week. But you know, in the midst of all of Psalm 31, God encircles David with his presence and saves him by his power. You know, there's one verse found in the New Testament that you can superimpose over Psalm 31. And that scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make the way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Here in Psalm 31, we find five truths for troubled times. And I trust that these will be a blessing and a challenge to you as you listen to this message. Now, there are 24 verses in this psalm, but we're going to be just gleaning, having read the entire psalm, just gleaning these five truths for troubled times. The first comforting truth in the midst of troubled times is that we have, look at verse 2, the salvation of his power. We have the salvation of his power. In verse 2, the Word of God says, bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. We have the salvation of his power. First of all, I want you to notice that the Lord is our foundation. Notice it says he's my strong rock. All of you remember the saying of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. The children love to sing it. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Yes, the rains came, the floods came up, adversity and wind, but the house on the rock stood firm. And all of us remember banging pie plates in those old-fashioned vacation Bible schools that we used to go to. Didn't you ever do that? Oh, we used to get together. One would have sticks. Another one would have pie plates. Another one would have one of these scratchy things. Another one would have different types of noisemakers. And we'd sing all kinds of hymns. And I remember my dad, even unsaved, when he would be laughing so hard, the tears would be streaming down his face. Just because of all of the enjoyment that we were having making all that noise up there. But you know, I love that little chorus that the wise man built his house. And we have our foundation. We have a foundation, but listen, we also have a fortress in verse 2. Our foundation is that he's our strong rock. But I want you to notice he's not only our foundation, he's our fortress because he's our house of defense. He is one that we can run to find grace and help in time of need. And he protects us. And we have him not only as our foundation, but as our fortress. So we can praise the Lord that in troubling times, we have the salvation of his power. You know, I look at individuals around as I go on hospital calls and as I counsel with individuals that are placing their foundation on which particular party is in control over the Congress and the Senate. Others, their confidence is in the stock market. Others have their confidence in their children and what they have, what they perceive as their defense and protection. But you know, no other foundation can any man lay other than that which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our foundation and he's our fortress. We run to him. He is the one. You know, David, undoubtedly, when he was speaking of a house of defense, undoubtedly he was thinking of the sanctuary of the caves that gave him so much refuge when Saul was vehemently seeking for his life. And just as those caves gave an opportunity of defense and fortress for him, the Lord was his fortress and his foundation, and he trusted in the salvation of God's power. So that's our encouragement in troubling times. Number one, verse two, we have the salvation of his power. He's our foundation and he's our fortress. But I want you to notice in verse 16, we have another truth in the midst of troubled times. We not only have the salvation of his power, but we have the shining of his person. The shining of his person. Look at verse 16. David says, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant." You know, that's speaking of acceptance. You know, here in this scripture, it indicates that we can have his pleasure. We can have his pleasure. He says, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant." I think of the scripture in Ephesians 1 and verse 6 that says, "In Christ Jesus we are accepted in the Beloved." Folks, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have indeed his shining face upon you, for you have been accepted in the Beloved through the merits of Christ Jesus. God looks at you with that same favor that indeed he sheds upon his Son. How many times have we written, folks, a card for some ailing member or someone that we're sending a card to, and we include that wonderful doxology of Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24. That's the scripture that speaks a little more deeply about the shining favor of the Lord. Let's turn to it. Numbers chapter 6 and verse 24. This is an excellent, excellent scripture to include as a prayer after you sign your name on a card for someone that is sick or in the hospital, or even for a pastor to read or recite as a doxology and blessing upon his people. But notice here, this great note of praise is reminiscent of David's words, "Make thy face to shine upon thy servant." Notice, here's the prayer, Numbers 6:24. "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face upon thee, make his face shine before thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. But you know, we have the shining of his person, Psalm 31 and verse 16. And we have it because we have his pleasure. His face shines upon us. But we also have his promises. And his promises demonstrate to us that we have the shining of his person. Because notice it says, save me for thy mercy's sake. The word mercy, hesed, the Hebrew word that speaks of God's faithfulness to his covenant promises. We have his pleasure. He's shining his face upon us. But we have his promises in the Word of God. Have you read them? Have you embraced them? Have you claimed them? Too often, we lack comfort because we do not claim the promises from the Lord. And notice, he says, for thy mercy's sake. We all need that mercy indeed. Now, I want us to look at the third truth, which is found in verse 20. First of all, we have the salvation of his power, verse 2, the shining of his person in verse 16. But notice in verse 20, we have the secret of his presence. Verse 20, it says, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. You know, the Lord, first of all, protects us in his shelter. It says, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. You know, there's a true story. A retired couple was so alarmed by the threat of nuclear war. How many of you remember back in the 50s, and I'm dating myself, the mid-50s, when people would build the bomb shelters? How many of you remember in the 60s, when we used to hide under those aluminum desks as if, and then we were told where to put our hands and how to sit whenever there would be a siren and an atomic attack, and how that those desks were to deliver us from the destruction? How many of you remember that in school? Some of you remember that. Well, this is a true story of a retired couple. They were looking for shelter. They were looking for safety, but in the wrong place, like many in the world today. They were alarmed by the threat of nuclear war, so they undertook, as a couple, a serious study of all of the inhabited places around the globe. Their goal was to determine where in the world would be the place least likely to be affected by a nuclear war. Well, they looked for the place of ultimate security. They studied, they traveled, and they studied more. Finally, they found the exact place, the place least likely to be a place of danger in nuclear war. On Christmas, they sent their pastor a card from their new home in the Falkland Islands. However, their paradise was soon turned into a war zone by Great Britain and Argentina. Isn't that interesting? You remember that. Isn't it interesting how the world today are searching? They're searching for the ideal thing that will provide for them a shelter. And they can never find it apart from Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You know, David said, the Lord protects us in his shelter. He said in verse 20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. But you know, not only does he protect us in his shelter in verse 20, but he protects us from slander as well. Look at verse 20, the second part. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. The strife of tongues. And oh, truly, the tongue is set on the fire of hell, is it not? Think of the horrible destruction that was done by one forestry worker when she received a jilting letter that she burnt up in the middle of a forest in anger, and how it destroyed hundreds and thousands of valuable forestry and wildlife. The tongue, James says, is set on a worse fire than that, the fire of hell. But you know, the Lord protects us from slander, and we need to trust Him and live for Him and allow Him to be our defense. We have the secret of His presence. Fourthly, the fourth truth that we can cling to in the midst of the troubled times that we face is found in verse 23. We have the strength of His promise. The strength of His promise. Look at verse 23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye His saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. We have the strength of His promise. His promise, first of all, is that He will preserve the faithful, but He'll also punish the proud ones. Notice, He'll preserve the faithful, but He plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. There's your punishment. Now I want you to notice in verse 24, we have the fifth truth for trouble time, and that is a song of His protection. A song of His protection. Verse 24. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. This psalm begins, folks, with a tear. This psalm begins with a tear, but it ends with a song of triumph. Remember what David had said earlier in chapter 30 and verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So let's thank the Lord that we have the salvation of His power. We have the shining of His person. We have the secret of His presence, the strength of His promise, and the song of His protection as we go on serving the Lord. Trials will come, but we can trust Him and His enablement. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness towards us. Thank You, Heavenly Father, that even our Savior, Lord, as He was on the cross, uttered out those words that we read this evening, "Into Thy hands I commend my spirit." Lord, may every day be a commitment of giving our welfare and our lives to Thee. Lord, thank You that we have these five promises in troubled times that we can cling to. And thank You that David found these to be a shelter in the time of storm, as we've sung this evening. Lord, we pray that as individuals are facing troubling times in the midst of the adversities of life, Lord, that we might draw close to You. And if there be one that does not know You as personal Savior, that indeed this would be the time in which we would see, Lord, that You're trying to get our attention through these troubling times to look to Jesus, who alone can fill that God-shaped vacuum in our hearts and lives. Lord, forgive us for looking for safety in all of the wrong places. And Father, all of us have at times found ourselves seeking the shelter of the Falklands when we should be in fellowship with You. So guide us now and speak to us. Bless as we share requests together, as there are many needs before us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.